If Fra Javarn seemed strangely well-informed for a member of a fanatically reclusive set of Diolaters who'd only arrived at the Convox a few hours ago, it was because he had attended the same briefing as I had, a meeting in a chalk hall where a succession of Fras and Surs had gotten the Embrace groups up to speed on diverse topics. Or, taking the more cynical view, fed us what some hierarchs wanted us to know. I was only beginning to get a feel for how real information diffused through the Convox. This touched off a few minutes of banter, which made me impatient until I saw that Moira and Paflagon were using it as an opportunity to catch up with the others in cleaning their plates. Some of the servitors went back to the kitchen to look after dessert. It wasn't until we began to clear away the dinner plates that the conversation paused, and Sura Asquin, after an exchange of glances with Ignatha Forrell, hemmed into her napkin and said,
"Well, what I have collected from what we heard a few minutes ago is that none of the four geometer races has invented new matter."
"Or wishes us to know that they have,"
Lodagir put in.
"Yes, quite. But in any case, each of the four has originated from a cosmos, or a narrative, or a world track, where the constants of nature are ever so slightly different from what they are here."
No one objected. Ignatha Forrell said,
"That, to me, seems like an almost incredibly strange and remarkable finding, and I don't understand why we haven't heard more of it."
"The results of the tests were not definitive until today's laboratorium,"
Javarn said.
"This messel seems to have been thrown together immediately afterwards, actually during Inbrace, as a matter of fact," said Lodagir.
"There were some who had inklings of these results a day or two ago in Lukub,"
said Paflagon.
"Then we ought to have been made aware of it a day or two ago," said Ignatha Forrell.
"It is in the nature of Lukub work that it does not get talked about as readily as what is done in laboratorium,"
Sura Asquin pointed out, deftly playing her role as social facilitator, smoother out of awkward bits. Jad looked at her as if she were a speed bump stretching across the road in front of his mob.
"But there is another reason which Madam Secretary might look on a little more benignly," said Sura Moira. "The predominant hypothesis until this morning was that the propulsion system used by the geometers to travel between star systems had changed their matter somehow."
"Changed their matter?"
"Yes, locally altered the laws and constants of nature."
"Is that plausible?"
"Such a propulsion device was envisioned 2,000 years ago, right here at Tredegar," Moira said. "I brought it up last week. The idea gained currency for a few days, so, you see, it is all my fault."
"The idea would not have gained currency,"
Fra Jad announced.
"But for that many were unsettled, disturbed by talk of other narratives. They longed for an explanation that would not force them to learn a new way of thinking and forgot the rake."
"Most eloquent, Fra Jad,"
said Mai Doyne.
"A fine example of the hidden currents that so often drive what pretends to be rational, theoric discourse."
Fra Jad fixed Lodagir with a look that was hard to read, but not what you'd call warm. I got yanked. I had learned to recognize Emmon's touch on the rope. Sure enough, he was waiting for me when I entered the kitchen.
"The first thing Madam Secretary will say to me in the mob on her way home is that I have to find my way into the right Lukub."
"You yanked the wrong guy, then," I said. "I just got out of quarantine this morning.
That's why you're perfect. You're going to be in the market."
The picture, as I'd pieced it together, was that mornings, anti-provener, were spent in laboratorium. I would go to a specific place and work on a given job with others who had been similarly assigned. Post-provener, but before messel, was a part of the day called pericline, when people mixed and mingled and exchanged information, such as laboratorium results, that could be further sorted and propagated in the messels. After messel was Lukub, burning the midnight oil. Everyone was saying there was going to be a lot of Lukub activity tonight because so much of the workday had been wiped out by the Embrace in the plenary. Lukub tended to be where the action was anyway. Everyone here wanted to get things done, but many felt that the structure of laboratorium, messel, and so on was only getting in their way. Lukub was a way for them to exercise a little initiative. You might be working with a bunch of lunkheads all morning. The hierarchs might have assigned you to a real snoozer of a messel, but during Lukub, you could do what you wanted. I'd be happy if you wanted to accompany me to Lukub, I told Emin, and I meant it. But you have to understand that I can't guarantee... I was drowned out by indignant shushing from Archibald and Carvel. Barb turned to me and announced,
They want you to be quiet because they want to hear what is being said in the...
I shushed Barb. Archibald shushed me. Carvel shushed him.